We're doing Chafetz Chaim, we're up to page Kuf Samach Vav, the 8th chapter, the 10th halacha, Ve'ata neva'er lifnei mi asur lesaper lashon hara. Now we're going to explain the prohibition of lashon hara. Before whom are we prohibited from saying lashon hara? Da, I want you to know, den shum chiluk b'isur ha-sipur benim umsaper lanshim acherim, krovav o'rechokav o'leishto. Boom, bombshell, says the Chafetz Chaim. Makes no difference if you're telling other people or your relatives or even your wife. Yeah, we could end here. That's a big enough halacha that most people don't even know. You're not allowed to tell lashon hara to your wife. So, something happened in shul, something happened at work. You can't tell her, you know, my coworker was caught stealing. Can't tell her. It's lashon hara. How could I? Can't say. Im lo shu davar shetzirich lodiyah mipnei ha-toilet shetiyah mizeh ala ba. Unless you have to tell her, because for future reference, she has to know. Oh, if a guy used to come to your house, and now you know the person's a criminal, so you might have to tell her. The person is now a known criminal. We have to rethink whether we want him there. Your child has a teacher that's problematic. You have to discuss with your wife what you're going to do with that. Your child brings home a friend, and you're not sure that child is a good influence on your child. You have to have an open conversation with your wife about it. So this idea that we cannot talk lashon hara to our spouse is when it's not necessary. But sometimes it is necessary. Very often it's necessary. And we will see as we continue that sometimes we even tell our children lashon hara. Sometimes we tell our children, you know, I don't want that child over at our house. That child misbehaves. That child isn't respectful. We had a kid walk into our house once and say, boy, my house never looks like this. So they're a single child. Their house is always like spick and span, very nice. When you have a bunch of little kids, so kids make a mess. It's part of the way a house runs. You know, you clean and they make a mess, and you clean again and they make a mess. And that's about the way it goes. We have the prohibition of lashon hara, even with regards to sharing with our spouse, unless it's necessary. Kegon shi makevet an la'anashim reim. For example, if people come and take food, your wife sells kugel from the house, and she's giving certain people on credit, and you know that those people are difficult people, that you'll never be able to collect from them. So you have a person who's coming, and she's selling the kugel she bakes, and she lets people take on credit, and you have to tell her, hey, Joe Schmo, I know he's our next door neighbor, I know I treat him nicely, but I hear that he doesn't pay when he takes credit, and then he plays all kinds of games, and it's almost impossible to get him to pay in the end. I don't think we should give him on credit. Al ken, hu mesaper la'etivam hara u'mazira shelo la'akiv lehem. So he might tell them, it might be necessary to tell her about their bad nature and tell her that he doesn't want that to get her to give them credit. The same is true when you have partners. So sometimes partners have to discuss with one another who they trust and who they don't trust. So then they have to talk about their coworkers or their employees. And that's true. And that's what the Talmud says in Tractate Kiddushin. One of the rabbis told his students, "Al yikansu talmidei Rabbi Meir lechan mipnei shekantarin them." He said, "Don't let Rabbi Meir's students enter our academy because they always pick fights. They'll always nickel and dime you over everything. Don't let Rabbi Meir's students enter." Wait, why was he allowed to say that? That's the nature of Rabbi Meir's students, because it was relevant to his academy. He said, "We want to continue learning. We want to accomplish." The way they approach learning is going to be difficult on everyone. Rabbi Meir, I guess it worked in his class. He was so sharp that the students couldn't keep him. He could always move forward. But it was allowed, it was permissible to say that. Ve'afilu im eino mekir b'atzmo tivam hara rak shama aleihem. And even if you don't specifically know factually that this person is a bad person, but you've heard their reputation, you're still allowed to tell your wife, this is what I hear people saying about so-and-so, and tell her, I don't want us to give him credit in the future, even though you're not allowed to believe rumors, but you are allowed to say the rumors are enough that I don't want to give him credit. Al kol panim lachush mibay. You are supposed to be careful when people say rumors about someone. At least be careful. Ach beofen ze lo yisaper la b'lashon shemuchach midrav shemkabel b'achlata m'sheshama. But you have to be honest. When you tell her, you have to tell her in a way that it doesn't sound like you're convinced that the guy is a crook. You really don't know. You heard rumors. Based on the rumors, you're asking her, you shouldn't give him on credit. You tell her, I heard people saying about him such and such. So then please be careful. Don't give him credit in our store. But unless it's necessary for your running of a home or a business, then there's no permission to share with our spouse lashon hara. And this is one of those halacha that people really forget or don't even know exists. And it's a very, very important halacha, because the person you will probably speak most to in your life is your spouse. And it's very natural that when things come up, you discuss them with her and you share them with her. And this happens all the time. You have a family event, and you feel your brother wasn't nice enough to you. He didn't give you a bracha at his kid's wedding, one of the Sheva brachos. You think that your brother wasn't respectful enough of her parents. You could have a million different things that go on at family events, and people feel it's free game to discuss with their wife what they think about their relatives or her relatives. Even if we're right, we still have the prohibition of Lashon Hara. It could be we're 100% right. That doesn't permit us to say Lashon Hara to our spouse. And again, this is a very challenging halacha. This idea that you can't share with your spouse something that's Lashon Hara, but it's a very important halacha. It comes up all the time. V'rabim mishtabshim bezeh. Says the Chafetz Chaim, many people mess up on this. Shem saprim lenoshotehem kol ma shira lehem im ploni ufloni v'et amnash o bashuk. They tell their wife everything that happened with so-and-so. It could be in the yeshiva, it could be in the business. And not only are they transgressing the prohibition of Lashon Hara, it also causes people to have more arguments. Because she becomes your biggest fan, right? What happens in a marriage? We care for one another. So when your wife says she's upset at her brother, We see this all the time, that there's a family event, there aren't enough rooms, there aren't enough comfortable beds. So then one sibling says, I got the good bed. Now they're old, they're already parents and grandparents. But when they get together for family events, there's always the chemistry issues that existed from the time they were young. Why does he get the best bed? Why does he get the best room? Why do they always get what they want? It's a family event. Why do we do what they chose? And then people allow themselves to talk negatively. Now what happens? Your spouse will very often bear your grudge even greater than you do. And then they feel out of loyalty to you that they have to bear your grudge. And then they keep the fight going. That's what Rothschild told his sons, that whenever they have fights in the business, they are not allowed to discuss it at home. He said, you as brothers will come back the next day and make up and work it out and continue running the business. Your wives will never make up. If your wife hears that you're upset at your brother, so then you go back to work the next morning, you make up with your brother. But your wife will remain hating your brother. And then fights develop between the wives, and that's how you destroy families. So that's what Talach also says. It says, Navos Rabbi Nasan, when a person comes home from learning, he shouldn't start telling his wife, you know, we had an argument in the lunchroom and my friend told me this, so I answered him that, and then he told me this and I answered him that, and what's going to come of it? You're going to put yourself down and him down in your wife's eyes. So the Chafetz Chaim says, when people say Lashon Hara to their spouse, again, if it's not necessary, so then they're developing enmity in her heart against that person and their family. She could end up going and fighting with him over it. And then ultimately she'll be putting that guy down and he'll end up being put down over it. A person should be very careful not to share with his wife different little squabbles that they have, which can ultimately erupt into huge fights just because you brought your wife into the picture. Again, We're talking about where it's not necessary. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it involves educating your kids. Sometimes it involves a teacher that you think's a dodo bird. Or they're making problems. Sometimes it could be your children's friends. There are many things which, as a couple, you have to do together. And that means you have to discuss them. And that's what's called tzorech. It's necessary. If you think that the teacher is problematic and the kid's not gaining from her, you have to discuss it with your wife. But sometimes you just don't think the teacher wouldn't have been the best friend you would have chosen. But there's nothing wrong with them. So then why would you discuss it? Right? There's nothing wrong with the teacher. One of my kids had a Rebbe who was weird. But he was a good Rebbe. And I guess if you're going to teach kids who are 4 or 5 years old, so then it takes a certain type of personality. And he'd always tell me weird jokes every time I'd come to pick up the kid. He'd have this, I'd look at it and I think that's, you know, he's a little bit childish. But the kids thrived in his class. You know, he'd talk to them about the trips he was going to take them on, and then he'd have good excuses why they didn't come true, but the kids, he was so sweet, they forgave him, and the kids thrived. So what are you going to say? So I never told my wife. I thought he was weird. Until today, I never told her. I think he's a weirdo. There's something off there. You know, and every time I see him, he always has an interesting line to tell me. But I keep tabs on what's going on, and the kid's doing well, and all the other kids seem, everything seems fine. So, okay, why is it relevant to my wife to know that? And that's lashon hara, you know, to speak negatively about someone when there's no real gain. It's just your personal feeling. So then that's prohibited. And again, and if I were to tell my wife that, so then every time my wife would go to pick up the kid, she'd be looking at him like, wow, I wonder, is everything okay up there? And why? Again, if it's necessary, if you have a real concern, if it's something that's relevant to our kids, to our families, there we must discuss it with our spouse and figure out together how we deal. Sometimes you decide certain guests can't come over. They're not a good influence on your kids. Sometimes you decide that there are certain people who are dangerous or shouldn't be trusted. There are things you have to discuss as a family. You have to discuss which shul you'll daven in, because it's relevant to your kids. Where you daven ultimately affects your kids. So there are things you have to discuss. When you decide what community you're going to live in, you're going to visit communities and you're going to look at them as a tourist. You're going to look at them and decide what's good and bad about them. And you're going to have to discuss it frankly with your wife. And you will be talking things that under other circumstances would be lashon hara, but now they're not. Now you are, as a couple, trying to figure out where you're going to live. And so you have to bring up all the problems you see. I notice people here are more like this and more like that. I remember there was one community we went to check out. I came back, I told my wife, every few buildings I saw people in the middle of the day playing cards. I told her, you know, this community I don't think is for us. If every few buildings you see people are at 11, 12 o'clock sitting playing cards, then that's not the environment you want your kids to be growing up in. So ordinarily, if we start talking negatively about even a community, it's also lashon hara. But if it's relevant to us, if it's relevant to us to know where we're going to live, then we have an obligation to discuss it with our spouse and think things through together. So that's the halakha we learned today. It is possibly the most important halakha in all the halakhot of lashon hara. It is possibly the halakha that is least known. People overlook this, forget this, don't know this. And this comes up every day. Once you're married, this comes up all the time. So that's this idea of being careful not to discuss negative things with our spouse when it's not necessary.